Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Listeners, can we take a deep dive?
Did you just say hello? I missed the hello. Sorry, I'm here.
Welcome to Blime Time. We need to take a deep dive into elderly people, and we're not talking about Big Fatty.
Elderly abuse.
Yes, we are. Elderly abuse. We're still talking about Big Fatty.
We are all dealing with elderly family members, and I can tell you that, D, over the last couple of weeks, I have been feeling your pain.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We are all dealing with Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3488 of the BFO for Far Right. I'm not drinking that. The 18th of June, 2021. Yo, come here, Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up.
I know. Okay.
Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're peanuts today because, y'all, we got a peanut gallery here. We have, y'all, and we're recording much later than normal. Y'all, we have young Nicholas here. Say hi, young Nicholas.
Hi, young Nicholas.
Okay, and we have the Nep. Say hi, the Nep.
Hey, what's up?
Okay. Oh, he's, hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? Yeah, hey, what's up?
Oh my God, it's the first time I've been on this stupid show.
Okay, and y'all, I specifically told young Nicholas that I did not want a cocktail, and y'all, of course, so what does he do? He brings me a cocktail. I'm not going to drink it. And he thinks, well, he'll drink it instead. No! No! So I'll just put it in the freezer and have it tomorrow night. But anyway, y'all, did I tell you why the peanuts are here? And so, y'all, God only knows what you're going to get today because y'all, they've been over here talking behind my back, and I've got my ear trumpets on. Oh, I've got my ear trumpets on. Oh, y'all, I just completed all my rings. I'm sitting my ass down right here, and I've just completed my stand-up ring. Oh, shut up. Anyway, so y'all, I don't really have anything else to say at this moment. Where are you going?
I'm going to get another cheese cracker.
Oh, y'all, good. Y'all, the Nip may have had an entire bottle of wine, and he's in a carb coma, and anyway, all right, so y'all, young Nicholas he's sitting right here and he sent me a fucking text. So, anyway, y'all, I think I'll just shut up now. Big Fatty, you should have done that four minutes and 23 seconds ago.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 18th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, if you've ever been to a Pride 48 event, Y'all, you know this man. I think he's been to every one of them, whether it was Nolens or where's that other place? Los Wages, bitch. Y'all, I've had a little wine too. He loves the Baptist beer, and y'all, I believe he has the largest poem collection of anyone in Pride 48. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Gary out there in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, I thought he moved. He did move. It's Gary in someplace in Phoenix. Big Fatty, I thought he moved. He did move. It's Gary in Rainbow. What's the name? He's in the gay retirement community. Rainbow Acres. No, it's not Rainbow Acres, but that's what we're going to call it. Out there in the Portland, Oregon. Big Fatty, and we love Gary in all those damn places. Rainbow Vista, that's the name of it. And y'all, you know, Gary is famous for singing happy birthday to everybody. So y'all, I'm just going to take this music down, and I'm going to give you my very best Gary birthday singing, and y'all just join in too. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Gary in Albuquerque, Gary in Phoenix, Gary in Portland, Gary at Rainbow Acres. Happy birthday to you.
Was just lovely. So y'all, if you see Gary on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Y'all, the peanuts are talking.
Now, look at my expression.
Y'all, they're sending testimoniums to me while I'm trying to record. And then they're talking. Quit kicking my thing. Anyway, after I spoke to you yesterday, you know, I went and picked the nip up at the Ariel Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Puerto. And, y'all, it was raining. The rain was coming down. And, the nip was in heaven because, you know, he lives out there in the Laguna. Oh, Big Fatty, is that where Gilligan's Island is? In the Laguna? No, he's in the Laguna Beach. And, y'all, you know, it never rains. It never rains in Southern California. But man, it pours. Oh, it pours. Big Fatty, please. Anyway, y'all, they're over here just talking. Y'all, you can probably hear them in the background, but I've got on the ear trumpets and I can't hear a thing. But what was I saying? But anyway, we got back here to the villa, and the Nip put his valise away, and y'all, then we were off. We were off to the Pages. The Pages Oakry Grill. And y'all, there was about a 30-minute wait?
Yeah.
Oh, and y'all, there was a queen. There was a big old queen that was putting everybody into the system. And so the nip was standing up there, and he was watching different people come up and everything. And this one guy walked up and said, so what can you do for me? And the guy goes, excuse me? He says, what can you do for me? He goes, I can put you on the list. And y'all, he was taking no shit off of anybody. And he was over it. But y'all, I had the chicken and waffles. And
of course you did.
And the nip, y'all, the nip, you know, he loves a good southern meal. So he had the white meat fried chicken, big fatty racist. And he had rice and gravy. And he had butter beans. And he had a sweet potato casserole. And he had macaroni and cheese. And he had cone bread. And he had hush puppies. And he had a glass of wine. And he had, and banana pudding. He had banana pudding also. Hi. Y'all, we have another peanut here in the peanut gallery. We'll call him Jonathan.
Larry.
Larry.
Jonathan.
Call him Larry. Say, Jonathan, where have you been?
That I don't
you
know, but got, he needs to wash his feet.
You need to wash those things.
Hey, man, the ocean calls.
Okay. Y'all, Jonathan is here. And what was I saying? I was... Stop it! And stop it! Y'all, they're lowering my chair. Stop it! And anyway, we came back here to the villa and we didn't do a whole lot. Y'all got up. Stop it! Y'all, they're pushing that thing on my chair. And it's... Where did Jonathan go, Larry?
Hopefully he's washing his feet.
Hopefully.
But anyway, I got up on Thursday morning, and y'all, I had my coffee, and the nip just kept on sleeping. And so I read the newspaper and did my Duco, and go see where he is, please. And then what? And then I went out on my nipple walk, did the big circle, and came back, and on my way back, the nips goes, where are you? And we finished up, the nip had his, had the Continental. He had the Continental breakfast. It was the coffee and the buttered wheat bread. And but he can't believe it's not butter though. And then what was I gonna say? Then y'all, we had some things we were doing. The nip did some replanting, and it's Jen. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The nip just tried my Tanqueray and tonic. But the nip did some took some plants and took them out of one pot and made them into two pots, and y'all, they've all left the room now, so hopefully I can finish the little show before they all come back. And y'all, I made cheese cookies. I made cheese cookies, and y'all had a couple of friends from the coal mine that had never been to the villa that are friends with the nip and myself. And so they came by for the first time and got the tour, and we had cheese cookies and the Tanqueray and tonic. And what are they doing?
He's washing his feet in your sink.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
I did look at his butt.
Oh, God. You said lick or look at?
Look at.
Okay. y'all, it's just, it's not good. It's not good right now. But anyway, y'all, they are screaming. I don't know what they're doing. They're screaming back in the other room.
Nothing for me.
Nothing for you.
Nothing for me.
I don't know what that means. Okay, I got nothing. But anyway, we did the tour and we had a little cheese cooking. Y'all, I made pulled out some little ham biscuits from the freezer and had those. And y'all, then we were off. We were off to supper. We went to the Carrabba's and had the wine dinner. It was a small version of the old ones, but of the old wine dinners. But y'all, it was quite good. I had a Caesar salad and the lasagna and wine, and then there was a splitting of a dessert. The nip took us all out to dinner, so that was quite nice. Came back home, and young Nicholas has stopped by, and I think the nip has finished off pretty much a bottle of wine. And then Jonathan showed up, and evidently he's been washing his feet in my sink. And now Jonathan has taken his clothes off. Okay. So, he's showing us his...
Oh, hold on. Oh, it was not, it's not as nice as I thought it was going to be.
Oh,
no, it's
okay.
It's not. I'm sorry. Again, I'm like mediocre.
Okay, we're discussing Jonathan's butt. But anyway, we are just sitting here, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, I just have one last little story that I want to share with you. Y'all, I told y'all this story or not? American's Express card, because they hadn't refunded my TSA fee to me, and y'all, I got the nicest lady on the phone. And, y'all, it was a good experience. You know, you call in the mechanical thing, it routes you around. Okay. But this lady, gets on the phone. She knew who I was, didn't have to repeat all my information a second time. She took care of the situation. Okay. Can y'all just kind of hold it down for a second? She took care of everything, and I said, "Have you got a second?" I said, "I just wanted to say how pleasant it was, to wanted to thank you for making this a pleasant experience." I said, "Most people don't. People always take the time to complain, but they never take the time to praise." And I just wanted to say thank you. And she says, "That was so kind. You have really Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, she says that's really, really made my day." And, y'all, it's just, it's little things like that. It doesn't cost a cent. And you can go and just kind of make somebody's day. And it's too bad more people don't do that. Y'all, at the beginning, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Mr. Cackle. And y'all, he's I hear he's not doing the Craft Castle anymore. He's doing the some sort of Ouija board little show. But Mr. Cackle, if for any new listeners, maybe like for Jonathan, what would you tell him?
We are all dealing with Big Fatty.
Oh yes, everyone deals with him, and you'll have to deal with me again Monday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.